Welcome back, everyone, to the show. In today's episode, I want to talk about a bit about what's been going on in my life, surprisingly. So being in pharmacy school, I currently have a hospital rotation coming up, and I've been trying to study for that, but have been kind of struggling because, you know, it's summer, it's time to relax, and we're all quarantining indoors. So there's so many kinds of distractions that could come up. So some things I've kind of learned from this time period is to kind of spend some time outside of your home, because we can't keep a focused mindset if we're stuck in the same place for a long period of time. For me personally, I like to walk outside for a bit, especially going to the library if it's open, and just going to study for a couple hours and then just clearing my head after that time period. I find that when I spend some time alone for a while, reading books, or just clearing my head in general, watching some helpful YouTube videos, I get back into a more productive mindset and I'm able to focus more on study. So a bit about what I've been studying in the hospital. So I've been studying for antibiotics because a lot of patients in the hospital, surprisingly, suffer from bacterial infections, virus infections, especially during these times. It's so dangerous to face someone with coronavirus. That's why it's also important, once again, to make sure you're using personal protective equipment, your mouth guards, your masks, basically, and just practicing social distancing parameters, because honestly, the world is getting crazy each day. Yeah, this thing is getting worse, and surprisingly, things are still even opening up, but still, we, just like everyone else, we must all still try our best to keep growing and keep high hopes that things will eventually come back to normal one day. So I am, of course, a bit nervous for this hospital rotation. I have been trying to study, but on the side, I've been also cultivating some skill sets. So just today, before I even started recording this, I've started practicing singing. Yeah, you'd be surprised. So I was singing for almost 2 hours a while ago, practicing my voice, because I really want to develop a skill of singing, because I feel like personally, a person's voice can be modified by their singing, or you can kind of get a good idea of your voice by your singing. I watched a couple YouTube videos on this. I don't know if you guys are interested in this, but there's some helpful YouTube videos that give tips that if you want to be a confident speaker, practice hearing your voice. Practice not only speaking, but also singing, surprisingly. I'm still testing this out. I'm not too sure if this method will work, but we will see. So what I've been doing to practice my singing is I would open a karaoke song on YouTube and kind of record myself with a microphone or your laptop. You could use your laptop as a built-in microphone and just sing, you know, just and then listen to your voice through the recording. For me personally, I would probably utilize this during my hospital rotations by making sure I'm able to articulate better, sound more confident, and be able to understand how my voice sounds like when it's being projected to other people. Of course, I am running out a bit of breath here, so I won't make this too long for you guys. But another important aspect of this hospital rotation is the amount of studying that goes into it. We do have to focus on lab values, which includes serum creatinine, creatinine clearance, and calculations such as calculating vancomycin dosing, aminoglycosides, your fluoroquinolones, you know, all these things that have to be dosed properly because patients' lives are on the line each day. So I've been trying to grab as much resources as I have around me and just kind of read books about these topics, especially keeping myself motivated by watching YouTube videos. It's been definitely challenging, honestly, to stay focused each day. Another interesting skill set I've been trying to pick up is drawing. I've been using the Procreate app on the iPad. If you guys have been listening to my previous episodes, I've been drawing a lot, and I'd say it's been improving. So I would take sketches from online and kind of fill in from there and try and make a nice drawing. I've been trying to improve each day and share my drawings with my friends and family. They seem to approve of it. And just recently, I had a drawing created from my mind. Lately, I've been coming up with ideas in my head and just sketching them on my iPad. And I think that's one of the coolest parts about drawing. Now, I know what you're thinking. What is drawing gonna have to do with his hospital rotation? But for me, it's getting comfortable with using my iPad, because I don't really draw much on my iPad or use my own creative mind when it comes to my iPad. So I really do enjoy drawing and just being more comfortable with using the Apple Pencil and iPad together. I gotta admit, these past few days have been a bit challenging to wake up early in the morning and just take care of business. There's always so much going on each day. And I find myself constantly trying my best to stay as focused as possible, trying to keep up with my calendar, keep up with my tasks for the day. You know, it's crazy. So I hope you guys have a better rest of your day. That was a bit of what's been going on for me lately. Still summer, still dorming, still trying to get my studying done, still trying to find a way to stay focused. That's basically it. I haven't really published any YouTube videos just because I've been working on developing all these small skills, but I still need to maintain focus. I have also been using TikTok a lot. I know it's a bit of an unhealthy site. Honestly, it can be addicting. But you know, you guys know me, I love to dance. And now that I'm picking up singing, I'm trying to be more expressive of myself in different directions. You know what they say, as a famous voice actor once said, D. Bradley Baker, acquiring all these different skill sets is part of your palette. You know, once you acquire them, you can sort of decorate your board or your paper or your life, basically. You can create what you want out of your life. And I think that's one of the coolest things. We can explore our hobbies, explore our interests, find what works and what doesn't, and then ditch what doesn't and keep expanding on what actually works. I've also been using Notion a lot lately, guys. Still trying to get it down. Been learning from Ali and a couple other YouTubers how to use it, Thomas Frank and all that. So I'll update you guys. I've been using that to take notes on my antibiotics, but mainly I've been using Google Docs for taking notes. So that's a bit of my life. Hope you guys have the best rest of your day. Wish me luck on this hospital rotation, and as always, stay awesome. Peace.